Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and today we are diving deep into the Q4 event playbook for jewelry stores, specifically how you can plan now to sell massively in December. If you are an independent jeweler, chances are you already have a holiday event on your calendar, but let me ask you honestly, how do you usually approach it? Most store owners treat their holiday event like a December decision. They pick a date in late October, throw together an email 2 weeks out, put a tray of cookies on the counter, and hope their regulars show up. Then at the end of the night, they judge the entire success of the evening by how many warm bodies walk through the door. I am here to tell you that is the wrong scoreboard, and late October is the wrong month to start. The stores that turn a single evening into six figures of revenue are not better at throwing parties. They are better at the 90 days of work that surround the party. They nail the invitation system, the appointment engine, and the follow-up sequence that runs for weeks after the last guest leaves. September is when that work gets built, and that is what our playbook is all about today. Think about why events outperform almost everything else in Q4. An in-store event does something no digital ad can ever do. It puts you face-to-face with a customer who is already in a buying frame of mind, standing in a room with the physical merchandise right in front of them, with a gemologist or expert standing next to them. The economics follow naturally. A customer who handles a piece, converts at a rate online traffic simply cannot touch, and the average transaction runs higher because someone is right there to walk them from a $2,000 initial consideration up to the $4,500 piece that actually fits what they described. We have seen this play out directly with our clients. Take Blue Heron Jewelers, for instance. They ran a Valentine's event with a structured promotion and follow-up system behind it, and they moved from roughly $14,000 in event period revenue to $54,000. The event itself was not radically different from what they had done in the past, but the system around it completely changed the game. That is the part worth internalizing. The event is the easy part. The system is the differentiator. To build that system, you have to start with the math, not the date. Before you choose a night on the calendar, decide what the event actually needs to produce. Work backward. Set a specific revenue target, not just a vague hope for a good turnout. Divide that target by your realistic average transaction value for an event like this. If your normal transaction value is $1,800, but event transactions historically run higher, use the honest event figure. If you need $60,000 and your event average is $2,500, you need 24 purchases. Apply your close rate. If roughly 1 in 3 attendees who take an appointment actually buys, you need about 72 booked appointments, not 72 casual walk-ins. Work back from there to your invitations. This unglamorous arithmetic changes everything about how you run the next 90 days. The moment you know you need appointments rather than foot traffic, you stop optimizing for a crowded room and start optimizing for calendar slots. At Deep Earth Marketing, we organize our growth strategy around a framework we call Everest, moving from base camp to conditioning and finally to the summit bid. And your Q4 event maps onto this framework perfectly. September is base camp, which means getting the foundation right. This month is entirely about infrastructure, and none of it is customer facing yet. First, clean your list and segment it. Most jeweler databases are just one undifferentiated pile of contacts. At minimum, split them into recent buyers from the last 12 months, older buyers, people who inquired but never bought, and bridal customers. A repair customer from 2019 should never receive the same invitation as a bride who bought a $9,000 ring in March. Next, fix your appointment path. If the only way to book is calling during business hours, you will lose the customer who reads your email at 9:40 at night. You need a link that shows real availability and books itself instantly. This is the single highest leverage fix you can make. After that, decide what the offer actually is. Come See Our Holiday Collection is not an offer. A designer trunk show with an exclusive piece, a one-night financing term, or a custom design consultation with a specific designer present gives people a real reason to give up an evening in December. Finally, set up your follow-up sequence now while you have the time and clear judgment. October is conditioning, which is when you start warming the room. Start with personal outreach to your best customers. Your top tier gets a call or a personal text from the person who actually sold to them, which fills your best appointment slots and drives a disproportionate share of event revenue. Then move to segmented email. While retail open rates generally sit in the low to mid 20s, well-segmented lists commonly see open rates hitting 30 to 40%. That gap is the entire argument for the segmentation work you did in September. Follow that up with paid retargeting to warm audiences who already know you, and use SMS, which is the highest visibility channel jewelers own. November and December bring the summit bid where you execute and convert. Your cadence tightens with reminders at 1 week, 2 days, and the morning of the event, and you personally confirm every booked appointment to eliminate no-shows. Staff your floor for selling, not just hosting, armed with prep sheets on your incoming guests. But here's where the money is most often left on the table. A meaningful share of attendees will not buy that night. They loved a piece, but they need to talk to a spouse or think about it. In most stores, those people are simply lost because nobody captures their intent and nobody follows up. You need to capture intent at the event by noting the customer, the piece, and their hesitation, and then follow up within 24 hours. Speed matters enormously in jewelry. Run a real three-touch sequence over 10 days to convert that non-buying group, and tag the buyers so they are your first call for next year. If you want help building out this entire system for your jewelry store, visit us at deepearthmkt.com to see how we can drive your growth. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.